This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Southern Illinois farmers are losing newborn calves to black vultures. Farmers have contacted U of I Extension educator Teresa Steckler about the issue, and she says this is a fairly new problem for the producers. Today we'll visit with Teresa about the attacks and what farmers can do to protect their livestock.
I have been with Extension approximately 10 years now, and primarily I work with cattlemen, cow-calf producers. I do work with some small ruminant sheep and goat people. My background is in reproductive physiology, which complements my counterpart up in Bayless, Illinois, Travis Mateer, who is the nutritionist. So we make a great team as far as helping cattlemen in Illinois. And specifically, we have statewide responsibilities, but I primarily handle Southern Illinois.
Well, great to have the chance to talk with you today. We want to visit about an interesting issue, something that I've not heard of before. But then again, this part of Illinois is a little bit out of my typical listening area and where I talk to farmers. But farmers that you work with and talk to are having some issues with calving season this year and black vultures.
Yes, it started last fall. A gentleman had lost two calves, and then he lost a couple more calves as the season progressed. So all told, he's lost four calves, and he contacted us to find out what he could do to help protect his livestock. And the birds, the vultures, are federally protected, so you have to be very careful as to what your, you know, what your remedy is to protect your cattle. And there are several things that you can do. One specifically is to put out Canadian geese decoys. Apparently they don't like Canadian geese. And the other thing is you can make like a effigy of the vulture, the black vulture, and hang it upside down. They, for some reason, they don't like to see their own dead.
Well, very interesting. So these attacks, I guess we'll call them, are these happening soon after, I guess, the calves are born, when they're a smaller size? And do you have any other details you can share with us?
Actually, there's a couple different times that these vultures will attack. I have seen, not in Illinois, but in Arkansas, when the calves are being born, the vultures will actually pick the eyes out of the newborn, or of the calf as it's being born. And then the mama won't protect the calf because she knows that there's nothing that she can do. Or they'll pick the eyes out of a newborn calf, and then it basically is can't get away from the vultures. I had a gentleman tell me that one of his cows was just rung down because she was trying to protect her calf, and she finally gave up, and the vultures just came in and dispatched the calf. They seem to get calves. The gentleman that was having the problem in the fall time, he had a 2-week-old calf that was attacked near a hay ring, which was with about 50 feet from a barn. So they are very brazen, and they will attack like a pack of wolves. And it's like a concerted effort to whatever prey animal that they find. They will, you know, they'll gang up on it, like a pack of wolves.
Is this limited to a certain county? Is it multiple counties? How big of an area are they affecting?
So far, it seems to be that all of the primary bulk of the attacks are on the west side of the state, and there seems to be a few on the east side and the far southern tip of the state. I would say their range, I was just at a meeting and I had a gentleman tell me that over on the east side of the state, they're probably up as far north as the Carmi, maybe a little bit further north than Carmi. Right now, it doesn't seem that they're any further north than I-64, but again, it seems to, based on what I'm seeing, Their numbers are increasing, and this is only anecdotally, but it seems like their numbers are increasing, and they are moving a little bit further north than what they had typically had previously.
You had mentioned to me right before we started the interview, this isn't necessarily a brand new problem, but it's not that old. You said maybe about a decade or a little more of this happening?
Yes. I spoke to one gentleman down by Cyprus, and about 10 years to 15 years ago was when he started having problems. And he said prior to that, he had never experienced any issues with the black, white-tipped or white-winged vultures. So I just think that they're moving their home range and they're just expanding northward.
And how many farmers have you talked to that have been personally affected by the birds?
I know of at least 6 farmers at this time. And what I'm trying to do is get farmers to contact me to find out what kind of problems they've had in the past, and also just get the word out to the farmers that sometimes what they think is a dead calf may actually be a kill by a group of vultures. The gentleman that lost the 4 calves, after thinking about the calves that he's lost previously, he's thinking that some of the lost calves in past years may have actually been to the vultures attacking the calves.
Well, this is quite an unfortunate series of events, I guess I'll call it. Teresa, you mentioned you're urging farmers to contact you if they do encounter this issue. What's your contact information? You know, how can they talk to you and you know, relay that information?
The easiest way would be to call the office number at 618-695-4917. And if I happen not to pick up, please leave me a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. I'm just trying to help the farmers. If they're having issues, maybe we can, I can come to the farm, help them, and figure out what the best course of method is to, you know, get the vultures away from their farm at that time, whether it be trying to find somebody with the Canadian geese decoys or making a black vulture effigy and hanging it. You know, we'll try to do whatever we can to help the cattlemen save their calves.
Teresa Steckler, U of I Extension beef educator for Southern Illinois, and we'll be back with more following these messages. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is busy preparing what it calls a major initiative regarding American shipments of soybeans to China. The USDA will ask soybean farmers to adopt new farming practices to minimize the amount of foreign material that gets harvested with their crops and can end up in exports to China. A program like this will depend on cooperation from the entire supply chain, including farmers, elevators, and shippers. The new program will also include several new control measures designed to keep U.S. soybean shipments cleaner, a requirement for entry into China. A USDA release says success is vitally important in China, which is the largest soybean market for the U.S. China is demanding that the amount of foreign material in U.S. shipments of soybeans be cut in half. They want the maximum amount of foreign material not to exceed 1%. The details of the new USDA program will be announced this week. And there won't be a lot of time to implement them because China's new limits on foreign material actually began on January 1st. The USDA's public relations campaign surrounding the Harvest Box idea has gone before a group of the nation's biggest grocery suppliers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says they're talking with grocers about their role in a proposal to replace some food stamp allocations with prepackaged boxes of groceries. Perdue told reporters last week that grocers are already adding the delivery service that the Harvest Box would require. The proposal would represent one of the biggest shakeups in the history of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. Perdue says he had some ideas on how the retailers could participate, and rather than dismiss it out of hand, he says we should discuss how it can be improved. Perdue didn't name any specific groups of retailers that the USDA had contacted. The Harvest Box idea would cut down on cash payments and substitute them with packages of food, including cereal, pasta, canned fruit, and meat. While the administration says the proposal would save $129 billion over 10 years, it comes under fire. The program would present logistical challenges as a distribution setup. The plan has also come under fire for stigmatizing the poor and returning U.S. social service policies to Great Depression food handout programs. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.